USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With over 5 million cases of the coronavirus in the U.S. now and over 162,000 deaths from it, many Americans are still suffering but hoping for a vaccine soon or for the spread to just stop. But on Face the Nation, former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb said another wave of the virus is likely on its way.
And the concern now is that this has become so pervasive across the country that it could start to infect more rural communities that have largely been untouched to date and probably are a little bit more complacent because they have been untouched, but are still very vulnerable because the infection hasn't been there.
No major damage, but North Carolina was shaken by a magnitude 5.1 earthquake yesterday morning, the strongest quake to hit the state in over 100 years. This man says,
"What amazed me the most is how loud it was."
And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the differences made in their life. All these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Police in Portland, Oregon, again declaring a riot last evening as protests continue in its streets. It was the 74th night of protests in Portland since the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody. A protest approached a police building. It broke into a riot with people throwing things at officers, blocking a road, and setting dumpsters on fire. Political correctness now has NASA changing the names of some stars, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
NASA is joining the ever-growing list of organizations and companies re-examining its naming system, removing names that are insensitive and harmful from its vocabulary. And now celestial objects are undergoing a rebrand. Eskimo Nebula and the Siamese Twins Galaxies are just two examples of nicknames that will be retired, according to the space agency. In June, Dreyer's Ice Cream dropped the name Eskimo Pie after nearly 100 years.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The body of a construction worker who was killed in last year's New Orleans Hard Rock Hotel collapse has finally been recovered. Mayor LaToya Cantrell announcing over the weekend the body of 36-year-old Quinion Wimberly was removed from the collapse site nearly 10 months after the accident occurred, claiming the lives of two other men. The fire superintendent said workers are now going to seek to retrieve the body of a 63-year-old victim. He couldn't provide a timeline, though, because he hasn't been located yet in the rubble. Thousands of motorcyclists have gathered in South Dakota for the annual Sturgis Rally. While crowds were expected to be lighter this year, because of the coronavirus pandemic, there's little evidence of any social distancing. According to witnesses, South Dakota has no mandatory mask requirements in place. The Republican governor, Kristi Noem, welcomed the bikers on Twitter, saying she's excited for the visitors to see what the state has to offer. American Idol is going to be back, but it's going to be adjusted for the pandemic. The show is to host a live virtual audition tour. It's actually starting today with singers from Delaware, Florida, and Ohio first up. The virtual tour will then continue through the 9th of September. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.